Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. You just heard Kevin Stefanski's press conference. You also heard Shedeur Sanders' press conference, and we also talked to Tim May. All of those things have happened on the show so far, and if you want to go back and listen to him, go to the Radio Rewind at 92.3thefan.com, or better yet, do that on the Odyssey app. Daryl Ryder will join us in just a few moments as he gathers his thoughts from listening to these press conferences and giving us the lowdown on what is going on. How about the fact that Kevin was asked about the game ball story? I have never heard a bigger deal about a game ball
controversy. It's the first for me. I've never heard of this before.
I've never heard it before either. Oh, I can't believe you didn't give us. Who cares, man? Did they win? Did they win? Oh, here. Does anyone? I'll send him a game ball. He can have. I gave him a game ball.
It's stunning. Shedeur, it's
game ball for you. Me. Nice job. First game as a rookie. All right, good job. First start.
I don't get it. It's a new world, Andy. That's all I have to say. It's a new world in our business.
So if you think about it, we had two
little things matter because people will click on it and read it on the internet.
But everybody's trying to read into stuff that maybe isn't there. Like, again, Mary Kay said, there's no animosity between your head coach and your now starting quarterback, right? And yet your now starting quarterback was asked the question, he's a coach. I'm a player. Okay, yep. Is there any lying to that? No.
You don't need to say more than that either if you're Shedeur.
No. Why?
And if you're Kevin Stefanski, you handled the game ball question. Well, yeah, we talked about it. Things our players did well, and Miles had 3 sacks, and there you go. I mean, seriously, who gives a you-know-what as to who gets a game ball? Seriously, that means nothing, should mean nothing to the media and the fan base.
True.
That should mean nothing to any of us. If a player is going to get steamed about it, good. Go out and play harder next week and get a game ball.
Although, have you ever heard, and now that I think about it, I should think about the source, like at any given job where they say, our surveys tell us that it's not really about the money you make. It's about the feeling of being appreciated. And now that I think about it, if that was coming from the corporate side of things, that would be beneficial for them because they wouldn't have to give you more money in the first place and end up saying, attaboy. Oh, that's an attaboy. You're doing a great job. If you're doing a great job, you're going to get promoted and you'll end up getting more money somewhere down the road as long as the company is making money. But in this scenario,
if you don't like it, go work somewhere else.
Yeah, go work somewhere else. Yeah. These guys don't have that option, though.
Well, they do eventually.
But to start, they don't.
To start, they don't.
They don't. So I can't believe that's actually a story. Like, we go back and forth on this.
Not only has it been a story, it's been a story for 3 days. I think it's ridiculous.
Is it a story you will talk about at Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
I bet it comes up. Will it come up with yours? You don't think so?
It's from Michigan. He doesn't care.
Absolutely not. Oh, well, I have 2 sisters that don't care about football in the slightest.
Will they bring up Ohio State, Michigan?
No. They have no.
Not at all?
They don't care at all.
Might bring up cranberry sauce.
Wow. Why? Because it's a high school there in Detroit? Cranberry?
No.
Is that what?
Because
do you like that? A little nugget of information?
Pass the cranberry sauce.
Oh. You guys are no fun, man. Don't you guys argue at dinner during Thanksgiving? We have like 15 conversations going on.
I'm sure there will be arguments. I doubt any of them will concern
I'm trying to help people out here. Like, I'm doing a public service because...
Is that what you're doing?
Well, the public service is to get away from politics at dinner tomorrow. Right? Just stay away from politics if you want to have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving dinner.
Or Browns football.
Or Browns football. But
take care of that for you right now.
Yeah. But... You want to battle over Ohio State and Michigan? All right. No one's getting hurt. You want to battle over who the starting quarterback is? All right. No one's getting hurt. Right? I don't know. Is it a sixth conversation table for you at Thanksgiving? It is for us. Once you get more than three people in there, there are three conversations going at all times. And like I'll never forget the first time my wife came to Thanksgiving dinner with us or some kind of family dinner. And she had a headache when she walked out the door. And I was like, what's going on? What's wrong? She goes, I don't know how you do it. I go, what do you mean? And she goes, you were in the middle of three conversations and adding to every one of those as people continued to talk to you while you were trying to have a conversation with somebody else. And then someone would start a new conversation with you. And I'd be like, yeah, that's how our family rolls. I don't know. Maybe that's that ethnic family. Maybe ethnic families do that more often than maybe. I don't know. You with me on this? Anybody?
I don't know if that's, like I said, I have a small family, like right. There's only like four people there. So there's only like maybe two conversations that can be had at the same time.
Four people, two conversations. Yeah. That's good.
That's probably about it. But like my dad and I are the only two there that are going to care about sports or anything that's on the TV.
So you guys won't argue. You'll just have discussions.
We do.
Maybe have Thanksgiving dinner and like worry about eating.
Oh, how much fun is it to sit at the table and not talk at all? Come on, man. It's family. You get everybody together.
I'll tell you what, I'm really fed up with the state of the fill-in-the-blank party these days. Okay, happy holidays.
That's how you crush a dinner. You're talking about sports. I don't like them because they're a Michigan fan? Yeah, that happens every year. Every Christmas, I go to my wife's family. We go over there. And diehard Michigan fans in there. Just diehard. But I appreciate them for that, right? I appreciate the fact that they're Michigan fans. And then I like to talk about the national championship while they continue to say, oh, look, Ohio State can't beat Michigan. Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday. I hope they win because it'll make things a lot easier. I got friends that are just like, they're so diehard Michigan. I'm like, ugh. I'm diehard Ohio State, but not to the point where I'm going to be like, the only time I get like defensive about Ohio State is when people start throwing in my face, Michigan this, Michigan that. I just don't care. Darryl Ryder, we care about what he has to say. And that's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.